I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Rondino. Here we go. Chase being very cautious with the mic because of last time. I can tell you're like nervous. I think that this is going to give the same vibe as when we did it in the airport and we were nervous. People were like listening to us.
Yeah.
You can like relax on the bed. I feel like we're both trying like 14-year-olds at a sleepover trying to be careful of how we lay near each other because we're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
We are in our hotel rooms.
Yep, in Shibuya.
They're very small. We should not have booked last minute, but they are very, like, they're very, because all they had were the small rooms left.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's, like, fine. Like, if I obviously, you don't want to be two people in here.
Yeah.
But if you're one person, I don't really, I was kind of doing a little body weight workout.
Oh, there we go.
Because we both got up at, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then it just been, there's nothing to do until, like, 11. So we're just hanging out. And
truthfully, like, it's not like, we're just, like, nothing's open. There's Family Mart and Lawson's and 7-Eleven, and that's it.
No, I forget that kind of like LA or like, you know, where we live is much, it's much more like an early morning place. Like it's fine to be an early morning person there. But then you come to anywhere else in the world, especially like, I remember when we were in Paris and I couldn't sleep. So I was like, well, I'll go take a run. I brought my running stuff and I was like at my most fit right before Gia was born.
Yeah.
I thought that I needed to be very fit before she was born. Yeah. That was like a thing in my head. That's also because I quit smoking and I needed to like put that energy somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ran through the dead middle of like, I don't remember what area we were in, but it was near the Eiffel Tower, like a relatively busy area. And I was just running down the dead middle of the street because there wasn't anybody out. There's no traffic. There was no cars, no nothing.
How early do you think? 6?
5 or 6, yeah. I could not get a coffee to find it. I found a Starbucks, like a touristy Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's where the only place to get a coffee.
Yeah.
Guy looked at me like I was insane because I ordered a big iced coffee.
Motherfucker.
He's like, yeah. So we landed in Tokyo. Should we talk about the flight? We got up at 3 a.m.
I picked you up. I left my house at 2:45, 2:40.
Said it before, but there's nothing I like better than seeing Chase in like a setting like that, like a 3 a.m. setting. It's just funny to me.
It's so unnatural.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's unnatural for everybody, but picked your ass up early. Got to Denver airport, 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
4 a.m., caught our flight to L.A. The L.A. flight was neither here nor there for me. I slept for the whole thing.
He slept the whole way.
Tell about the fella in between us.
So there was a guy who, I mean, he had to have been a linebacker at some point in his
life.
Yeah,
this is not like body shaming. He was a large fella, a big guy.
Like, and he was all up top. Like, it was like shoulders.
Yeah.
He was touching both of us the whole time.
100%.
There was no way he couldn't. He was in the middle seat. He was just, we should have just given them the edge or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was too late by the time we'd all sorted it out. He was just kind of like, he's one of these guys who's just kind of doing something the whole flight, but he's not watching a movie. He's not listening to a podcast, nothing normal, but like actively doing something the whole time, just messing around, messing around with the seatbelt, messing with the trays, messing with, I mean, just touching everything. And I'm just trying to like kind of ignore the fact that he's like bumping me the whole time. It's like, whatever. It's a 2-hour flight. It's not
yeah.
He orders the worst drink that a man like that could order. He orders a hot coffee
on an airplane.
He goes, "Hey, and thank you, ma'am," and he goes to set it down the tray. It touches the tray and spills it. And the whole time I'm trying to like, I feel like I can't help him. What am I gonna do, dust off liquid from his crotch?
We talked about this when something embarrassing happens to a person, because what are you gonna do?
Here's the thing, it's kind of like when you see someone trip, you're like, my brain goes, is this like are they hurt or do I just ignore it because it would be better for them to look around and see that nobody saw?
Agreed.
I don't know which one's better sometimes.
Yep.
And this was I cannot help this man. So all I can do is just pretend I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I have my headphones on and I'm doing the whole like looking around as if I'm looking at something interesting on a plane at 4 a.m. And he starts like, you know, because he's like a theatrical gentleman. So he's just doing this like, oh, whoa, ow, owie, owie, ow, ow. And this guy's probably like, he's like a 250-pound guy. He's a big, and it's all up top.
Yeah.
He could body both of us.
Oh, yeah. He could bench you and I.
I think he could like bonk our heads and do like coconuts if he needed to. And he's like, he starts going, owie, owie, owie. He was already like, why, dude? And he's like, he just sort of like, it doesn't get on me, but he just sort of like throws it everywhere on the ground. I get up for him, and I'm like, I kind of pretend like I don't really know what's going on, and I'm like, oh, you good, dude? And he's like, oh no, just burnt the shit out of my crotch. I was like, oh shit, man, all right, let me get out of the way.
Shit.
And he goes, yeah, let me get up there, I gotta get my other pair of pants out. And he goes, thank God I brought a backup pair of pants, which is already like funny that she only brought two pairs of pants to me. He goes to the bathroom, he comes back, and he's in like basketball shorts that I imagine that he got in like ninth grade, because they are tight on his person, like their bedtime shorts. You know
what I mean? Yeah, they're practice shorts from his football
squad. They're like the mesh ones,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And comes back and sits down, and that was pretty much that, but it was still like an eventful 2 hours of him and then he got another coffee, and I'm like, you're going to try this again, dude?
So, I slept the whole goddamn thing, dude.
Yeah, I slept a little bit, but I was really trying to hold out, because I'd really thought when we got on the flight to Japan, I'm like, I've got this, dude. Like, I slept for the first 3 hours, and I was like, that would have been the right time for like it to be nighttime in Japan.
And then have a day, yeah.
And then I was like, I'm just not going to go to sleep now. I'll eat the meals to try to like get myself on the correct time or whatever. But, I mean, we went to bed at like 8:30 last night, and I was out. But then I woke up at like 2:00. And was like, okay, you got to go back to sleep. So I like convinced myself to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, but I was up at 4:00 and I was like ready to roll.
Yeah.
So we've just been like hanging out since 4:00. It's like 9 a.m. now.
Yeah.
It's just.
I called Drew, FaceTimed Drew and checked in with everybody.
Sure.
I
did a little work.
They're doing good.
Did some crunches. Took a shower. I've done everything I can think to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's raining is the main thing. Cause we would love to go walk around, but it's like the one day where it rains really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also like, it's so humid here. I hate it.
Yeah. It's really humid. Hey, real quick, back to the Tokyo flight before I forget. What'd you think of that butter chicken? Is that what you got?
Oh yeah. Loved it. So good, dude. The whole thing was good. It's butter chicken with green beans in it for some reason.
And like cilantro rice.
Yeah. And then like a potato salad with like clobbery and chili in it or whatever the hell it's got in there. Yeah. I love it.
It was so good.
It's so good.
I
would never put those things together. I don't know who made this menu. It's twisted, but I kind of like dug it.
Unbelievable. Crushed that. I actually slept through the second meal. I saw it was a breakfast.
It's always the same thing. It's that stupid like egg and cheese calzone thing. Yeah. It tastes like
nuts. Over myself last time I had one of those. Pissed me off.
Oh, this one wasn't like that. I know the one you're talking about. We had that one in Korea and
Japan. Exactly. Yeah.
Ventured out a little last night.
We were
pretty like zonked. And then if you're in like Shibuya and you're zonked and there's fucking screens and lights, we felt crazy. It's so like a gremlin.
We come out of the hotel, take a left, and you walk what, 3 Japanese blocks, which are like 1.5 American blocks, more or less. Like,
yeah.
If a city block in Denver, New York, or something. It's exactly what you think. When you think of Tokyo and you think of lights and advertisements and shit, as far as the eye can see, it literally is exactly what you think.
It's just so much.
There were people on go-karts dressed as Pokemon and Mario characters whipping through the streets. There was more, I would say, I heard more languages last night than I had ever heard in a singular day in my life. Everybody. The very, very, very multicultural.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to, let's try to recap. We ended up bopping into like a lot of places because we didn't realize how close we were. I really wanted to go to Tower Records.
Yep, popped in
there. That was really fun. Got some tapes. Got a shirt that's a little too small. Japanese XL is.
Yeah.
It actually fits fine. It's for the way I want. I need to go back and get a double XL or something. We did that. That's fun. And then we went to Freak Store, which is really cool. If nobody knows what that is, they do like really cool collabs, and they've got like some brands like we'd have, but also like,
I mean, they had
other stuff.
Orslo, Nautica Japan, Merrill,
LL Bean Japan.
They had a bunch of cool shit. So popped in there.
That was a cool little store.
We talked about how cool it would be if they knew Canoe Club, but there's no way. What are we going to go up and talk to them?
Have you ever heard of Canoe Club?
Yeah.
Dumb Americans, they can't. we went into like a couple different, the malls, like Parco and stuff like that, to see some of the cool, like, you know, there's like Gucci stores and YSL. There's a
Gucci arcade. We should have, you know what? We should have done that, but I'm with you.
We'll go back.
I was toast. I felt like I couldn't think
right. You know what I mean? It was like my brain was not processing, and it was already like, I felt what was really difficult is that we went from a very calm, like chill, like Denver airport, like, especially now that they redid it, is so nice and easy to get through. And then, so that was no big deal, onto a very quiet, like, you know, early flight. So everything was dark and chill and, you know, no bothering.
Yeah.
And then LAX was chill. And then onto that flight, which was honestly easy to get onto. And it was just like, you know, you're on that flight for 12 hours and, you know, it's not as bad as like the last one we did, but it's still 12 hours on the plane.
I slept the first five, by the way. I woke up and it said 7 hours remaining.
Like, yeah, that's the way. I mean, I definitely slept a hard, three and a half, I would say. Then I watched Zone of Interest to lighten things up. And anyway, then we get off and then we go through Tokyo Customs, which is a hellscape.
There's something to this because it's like this in the U.S. too. When you get off a plane, you're going through customs. They make it as nondescript, as cold. Do you know like liminal spaces? You familiar with that concept? Yeah, yeah. They basically are liminal spaces. It's like all at once this room could be abandoned and it would look, it wouldn't, it's just like,
it's kind of like scary. Kinda. You ever seen those videos on YouTube? I know you have, where they're like, you know, this guy, like they talked about it being on Reddit and he went through like a tunnel that he didn't know and then ended up in like an old grocery store, but he couldn't like pinpoint where it was and no one was there. Yeah, and I'm like, no, brother, you're just in customs. Dog. Yeah. That's where you're at. You're just waiting. You're waiting in a customs line. Yeah. And you're hallucinating because you've been on a flight for 12 hours. That sucked. And it was like bright and humid and awful. Mm-hmm, and then we go right into the airport and then trying to get a taxi and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, already, I felt like I can't think right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then we went out and then I think that was the problem. It was just like, it's like, I know how Gia feels when we like travel now. Cause she's, and even if it's like, you know, just to like back home or something, I'm like, I know what overstimulated feels like because that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So it was still fun. It was still cool, but I definitely, it just felt like I cannot intake all this information
I agree.
I also just think that the reality is the older I've gotten, I am just not like a night person. And this is definitely a night town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I just like, I can't be around people smoking and that makes me sound so fucking boring, but like I want one so bad and then they're everywhere here. Like
smoke.
They never quit.
Yeah.
When everyone else quit, they were like, we'll stop doing it inside, but we're going to start doing it outside a lot.
I mean, how many different groups did we see of like early 20 somethings, like all pulling like a kit, just like packed in a little alleyway nook smoking.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. I want to be a part of it. And I was like, but I can't be around it at the same time.
Yeah.
And like, I can't really like, if I drink a beer beyond that, I'm ill for a week. Yeah. So like, I can't do that anymore. I've just gotten so, everything about me is so soft. Every time I come to a city, I realize it. And I think because we went to Kyoto last night, which is,
last time.
I think now feels a little like the Boulder of Japan.
It definitely feels
different, way. Obviously. But like
small, mountainous, has city aspects, but quiet, is very chill. Slow.
And And we're just like soft. Like I hate humidity.
Yeah.
It's loud.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't focus last night. I felt like I was floating around. But
well, I think we'll be better. I think the thing is we need to do our usual morning scout work. But unfortunately, the rain has stopped us up. So we've just been
walk down to the Family Mart. We bought an umbrella. We have some snacks that we're going to try here on the
podcast. Don't worry, everybody. We got egg salad sandwiches. We've eaten nothing else, even though
I've literally only eaten Family Mart so far.
And the thing is, like, everyone, there's so many good places to eat. I'm sure there are. That doesn't mean
Family Mart's the best.
I believe that my enjoyment of things does not, it only like wavers like 40%. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, it's like 100. It's like, no, it's not. It's neither good or bad. It's all, it's all in the middle. All of it tastes good.
I ate my little egg this morning and then had like a little onigiri roll. And I was like, this is really fucking good. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. You could give me the thing. I wouldn't enjoy much more. Like I like it as much as I can. You know what I mean?
It's like when you hear, you'll understand this. It's like, I can hear really good music and like, I can hear classical and go, I don't even know how you'd begin to write that, compose that, get people together and make them all play it right. Nothing about it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I think it takes true skill. And I think that there's also like certain levels of like jazz or rock that like, I mean, it's like you think of like someone like Emerson, Lake and Palmer with the way they were orchestrating the music and putting it together and still making it rock. It doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, but to be honest with you, and I like all those things to a certain different degree, but I also still just like American football and they only put out basically one record and it rules and I've had it a million times, but it's comfortable. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say,
you can't rate everything on a scale. The food is not rated on one scale. It's like, no, there's a bunch of different scales.
Yeah. For me, it's just how much do I enjoy it? And luckily I enjoy just about everything. Fortunate.
This is what's tough for Chase and I, because we cannot like, we get very overwhelmed. We're trying to like do all these things we want to do, but it's also hard to map out when you come here. Cause it's like New York, you can't eat at every place. You can't shop at every place. No. You can't. And then here it's like quadruple. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't really like, you can't intake everything that people want you to intake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's only so much and we only have so much time and we have meetings and stuff like this too. So it's hard to fit it all in. And then that's why I'm always like, don't send me lists, because people will send lists. And I'm like, this is helpful. I'm sure I can pull something out of here. But like, then they'll be like, did you go to this and this and this and this? I'm like, no, I went to like the two places that were by me, because that's what like I could get done.
One of the Discord fellows who has traveled out here quite a bit, he was really validating. He was like, listen, you couldn't visit Tokyo in a month, let alone in a week, and do it all. You get like, so just acknowledge and accept there's things you're not going to do.
100%.
And
you
just
care less.
Just enjoy what you can. So that's how I'm looking. And like today we're going to go, tell us what we're going
to
do.
We're going to go to Ginza.
Yep.
We're going to go to the Tomica shop in the,
is that the car
in the Tokyo station? Cause they have like, they're like diecast Japan cars. I think people collect them and shit, but I know that my daughter Gio will like them.
Yeah. Let's get her. Gotta get her a couple of spoilers.
She likes cars with spoilers.
Yeah.
The other day when I know Bob won't listen to this, but when we were driving, we were looking at a warehouse space and we're driving together and we were like behind you guys and there was Bob's car and there was a Nissan Sentra next to it. Yeah. And she goes, whoa, mom and dad, you see that race car? And I was like, I know, it's Bob's car. And she goes, not Bob's car, that one with the spoiler, the fast one. And I was like, Bob would be blowing smoke out of his ears if you're in this right now. So we're going there and then we're going to like check out like Tokyo Station.
Yeah. So Tokyo Station, one of my buddies that lives here, we're going to meet up with on Thursday. He was telling us Tokyo Station, that main like department store that's there. I think it probably is where we're going to find the cars too, but it has multiple levels.
Yeah.
I want to check out the basement. Apparently you can buy a lot of tea and gifts and
cool
knickknacks and shit like that. So
we're going to do that. It's like something that opens relatively early.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to this like coffee place that roasts their beans with charcoal.
Is it called Hotel Drugs?
No. We're gonna go to that too. That's a different day though. That's a different part of town.
Okay.
This is like a very like upscale, like, I don't know, they do it all in house. Oh, I want the charcoal element really interests me. So I'm gonna check that out.
Well, because we obviously got into Hojiji last time. Yeah, the charcoal.
Yeah. And so we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna go to like the main Ginza area. So we're gonna check out like the touristy stuff, like the 7th floor Muji and
pop into a Uniqlo. Rita water.
Oh yeah. There's probably someone over there. Yeah.
Like, I just want to see how they put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah. There's something. There's like a Ginza Six is over there. I think is what it's called. It's like the really big luxury mall.
Dope.
There's like a lot of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But remember, like everyone's gonna be like, there's so many other cool things, and that's true. But there's like it's raining, so we need to go. We got to go to inside places. Yeah. So this feels like a good opportunity to go over there and like do.
We got our umbrellas. But,
well, there's we're gonna go to that incense store too. There's a store that's famous for incense. So.
What are we doing food wise today? Conveyor belt sushi.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Let's
I think if we go early, we'll be able to get in because we saw a big ass line outside the one.
We'll do a thing. Maybe do that and then coffee or vice versa.
I'm just trying to stop and get
raging,
like,
bro.
Coffee.
I'm hungry.
Coffee and all that shit. Well, I haven't even really eaten that much, to be honest with you, like in sum total.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we'll just stop and find things. I would like to get some little pastries, you know. I'd like to get like we're trying to do one of the donut shops here, like the trying to get one of those.
I'm donut ?
I think we're gonna do that one. There's this one that's like out of ways that I really want to go to that's like famous, and that's like all what's this?
Try one of these candies real quick.
This is the most, I'm going to do it. This is something I really don't like to do, which is like eat this type of like a candy. I don't like eating things the time of day when they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not a breakfast for dinner guy. I don't like that. All right. Well,
it is zesty, good. Right? Isn't it zesty grape flavor? Like a zesty Concord?
No one wants to even chew this on.
Yeah.
What's that called? What is that called? Some phobia?
Mukbang.
Yeah, it's mukbang. We also, Chase picked out these things we'll try on air right now.
Yeah, we'll do it here in a little bit.
We saw somebody doing podcasts in a window. We really wanted to see if they'd let us do customer service in it. How much could it cost for it? Oh my God.
Here,
so he got this.
Tell the.
So what it is like, it's in a pouch. There's a melon on the front, so we thought we'd like it because we like melon. So
it has
much.
Like a honeydew on the front.
Yeah. It's,
but it was with
it's
all,
a,
the,
it's all
the
vitamins.
Vitamin drinks. Yeah. Here, I'm going to try it. It's like a jelly.
It smells weird.
No, it just smells. It smells like ripe honeydew.
It smells like rice. Taste it. Is it gross? The texture seems disgusting. Is it gross? You're not answering, so I know it's gross.
It's jarring, the texture. But
do you have to chew it?
No. It's like if it were Jell-O chopped up and minced. Minced Jell-O, that's honeydew flavor.
Oh. Mm. It's gross, but it's not that gross.
It's gross, but
The texture is
it's not something I've ever done. Yeah.
The texture is hard. It's got a bunch of like B12 vitamins and stuff, so we thought it'd be good for us.
No, it's all good. Also, just speaking of Family Mart and shit, I told you tonight what I'm going to do, because we'll probably be back here at a reasonable time and waltz down to Lawson's or Family Mart.
It's the texture of throw up, though.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, kind of is. I'm going to get some beer or like one of those sake or something, and then one of those cute little ice cream cones, and I'm going to make myself a hot bath and watch a movie.
Me converting you into... There's only like three movies, and they're like all Transformers, just heads up on the TV. You can watch anything.
I figured out how to get English on the TV.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. The selection's the same.
Yeah.
There's like some pornos and Transformers 1 through 3.
I turned on... There's a button you can click to just go to like Japanese TV, just like local TV. And I was watching... I was just watching some weird like restaurant thing. I don't know what they were saying, but they were bopping around to restaurants and shit.
It's just Top Chef. I've never seen this before. That's Tom Colicchio. All right, so what else is going on?
I mean, that's about it for the day. I really want sushi, and I think we're maybe keen to do a little curry, Japanese curry situation.
I would like to do that as many times as possible. Mm-hmm. I love curry, it. Dude. I could eat it.
And you know every single day. Actually, tonight I'm going to get, last night I was going to get it, but I was like, it's going to be a little heavy. I'm going to get one of the Family Mart little pork cutlet curry, Japanese curry situations.
You've never seen Chase as lit up as he is in a Family Mart. I think for one, it's like you, I understand what, if you won the lottery, what life would look like for you.
Yeah.
It's you really revved up and overwhelmed.
Because it's all affordable.
It's bro. Like I shocked you because I was like, because you wanted some of my Listerine. I said, just go buy your own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and we have literally not spent a lick of our money yet.
Because we've only been to Family.
Yeah.
I went to the record store.
Yeah.
But it was the same situation. I think what's really hard, and I think people that like want to travel to Japan, you got to think about this, because you come and on day one, you go to like a place you've wanted to go to for so long, and you're like, I don't know how to budget for this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like, if I blow all my money in one place, then that's going to make the rest of this trip not fun.
Yeah.
So it's like what we did in Kyoto, because everything was closer, was we scouted out everything and we're like, okay, now I know on Thursday we'll go spend the money because we know what we want next. We got to go look at it first. Yeah. So that helped, but I'm feeling a little bit.
I've got a loose plan. And I also contacted my credit card company and said, hey, buddy, I'm traveling. So if I hit.
You called me and said, make some room, honey. I'm in Japan.
Baby girl would take care of me if I need some coin out here.
I called my buddy at Wells Fargo. That's all. Make some room all comes from. I've said that for years. And somebody said, one time I was with somebody and I said that, and they're like, what are you talking about when you say that? And I'm like, my friend's dad, he was like a wealthier guy. It was India, so you know. But his mom would go to like Target. He's like, well, I guess I'll go upstairs and call my guy to make some room on the card then. And I always thought he'd say it a lot. And I thought it was funny. So now I always think about that now.
Make some room.
And like anytime someone goes shopping, I was like, well, I got to go make some room.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the problem is, I still think we have so much time before it's goddamn 9 o'clock. I feel like I've been up for a day.
Yeah.
I'm so bored.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be nice. By the time we get home tonight, we'll crash, have a full night's sleep. And then I would say for Wednesday, Thursday, we're fully acclimated. I feel fully acclimated right now. I really don't.
I think until 8 p.m. rolls around and we're going to feel tired as all hell.
Yeah.
So I think that the goal is that I just got to like try to like muscle through and stay up to like 10 or 11. And then I'd be good.
Yeah.
Because I would try to do it last night. But dude, I was just like, my eyes were.
You were out, yeah.
Yeah, they just couldn't. They couldn't keep it going. Well, I love that somehow every time we do it with these mics, I think it's because we're sensitive about it being too loud. We go into this very like indoor voice level, which, to be clear, is probably like how most people talk.
Yeah,
it's just us not yelling at each other because we turn the mics down in the podcast room so that it can accommodate us talking loud at each other.
I'm a screamer. We know this.
But people always say that they like those episodes, and I wonder if it's just because we're like calm. I'm not too revved up. I guess I did have a coffee today. I had one of those Boss coffees. So
yeah, and again, speaking of, they have those heated beverages. There's like a section where they're sitting on, like, it looks regular, but like the metal must be hotter than piss, but Just,
you know what? That's it's like there's a lot of things like that here where I'm like, why does that not exist in the U.S.? You
why
know
have
what
we
it is?
not?
Because everyone would sue each other constantly.
You made it too hard.
I made it too hard. I burnt myself. It's like America's like the law system is for dumbasses. You know what I mean? It's just
It's for
like we have
dumbasses
to
to take
accommodate
advantage.
everything around being so dumb that you can't. You know what I mean? Because they somebody pick one up and burn. To be fair, I was burning my head when I was walking
You
around the
went and put it
store,
back,
but I would never be like, that's their fault. I'm like, no, I'm dumb. I didn't bring a bag or anything. I'm just carrying it in my palm, and it's hot because it's hot.
Oh, hey, we did have Fammy Chicky last night, too. The
I don't
little
know
fried chicken
what, I
things.
don't know. We really messed up last time not knowing
Not
what that
getting one.
was.
I'm
That
getting one
was
tonight, too.
so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Unbelievable.
Ate it with the egg sandwich. Really, really nice combination.
I can't wait to go
Come all the way
back
here to go to
already.
gas stations, baby. I saw a meme just the other day of like every like anime chick that comes to Japan who pays $10,000 to get here and then just goes and eats a rice ball at a convenience store.
That's
It's
literally what
all
we're
worth
doing.
it. Yeah.
So,
I don't know if I can drink any more of this
no,
vitamin, though. I really
I've about
tried.
just
It's
about finished
really
mine.
skeeving me out, though.
I just about finished mine. I think it definitely is like a supplement drink. Do you know what I mean? It's not like for refreshment. It's with a goal in mind.
I'm not sure what we thought it was going to be. We should have looked at it and gone,
Yeah. So be it.
You're going to wear a Burrow jacket in the rain today.
Yeah, I asked for permission from the Discord guys. Little Dib said it's already fucked up, so it doesn't matter.
True.
It's old ass fabric. Definitely been wet before. You
I
know
feel like it's going to smell the way Oscar the Grouch
what
smells if it gets wet.
I mean? We'll see. I will say, I'm wearing
Anyway, I mean, he's right. It doesn't matter. It's just a bunch of cotton fabric sewn
just a bunch
together.
of
It doesn't
cotton
matter.
fabric that's art. And I was reading a little bit about Burrow fabric,
I'm
and it's all
current.
been treated with water and shit anyway. You know what I
Of
mean? So.
course. I'm just pissed because it's like I have these cool clothes I haven't even worn yet that I'm ready to go on.
But you're wearing
And
them.
I've got to wear a fucking Helly Hansen dress. I mean, dress. jacket. And actually, these Nine Amika, if we go to the Nine Amika store, I need another pair. This is the wide, easy trouser. These are like nylon. They got wet earlier. They're
Oh, they are
dry. They're
dope, dope,
nothing.
dope, dope.
They feel great. They don't wrinkle. It's the best.
Yeah. I'm getting a Purple Label rain jacket and maybe a pair of those pants or something too.
I love these
I'm gonna
pants.
drop money in Nanamika.
If they have these, I'll get another pair. Well, I don't know. The thing is, I got a pair of black ones. I got to stop doing this. What do I need another pair of? They'd have to be a color I really loved. Otherwise, there's 0 point.
Because you have navy ones too, huh?
No, I have a pair of gray ones that I
Oh,
don't. The
gray
gray
ones.
is like kind of blue, if that makes
Yeah.
sense. And it doesn't, like, the gray does not look good with black, for example. Like, it looks
Are
off.
you gonna get rid of them? Throw them my way. I'll buy them.
You want to?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You don't have them with you, do you?
No, I got them listed on Grailed right now.
Oh,
You gotta pop
I
one.
want
I
them.
was telling them cheap too. You know how I do. Move things.
Yeah, I want them.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Actually, they'd probably be fine for you because in a lot of your palette, because you think black, but you don't actually wear black. I wear
I
hard
hardly wear
black.
black, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like it never looked right for me. But
Yeah.
it looks nice, but I just don't have anything in my wardrobe that it matches with.
I was joking
So.
with Michan when I was doing my fashion show at lunch
Yeah.
to pack. And I
Little
realized what I was
spins.
doing was pulling blue jacket, green pants. I have two green pants, two blue jackets for the trip. Like, that's
Well,
apparently
it's
what
your
I do.
personality.
It is.
And if I look at mine right now, which is black and khaki and jeans,
Checks
that's
out.
literally everything I'm looking at is those things and white t-shirts.
And that post overalls flannel was really nice, dude.
Oh, yeah. From the archives.
Yeah.
I gotta sift through. I mean, it's not that much. I think people are always like, you must have so much stuff. And I'm like, no, I've parsed it out a lot at this point because of everything I've like been getting rid of. I don't really have that much anymore, but there's still gems in there.
All right, well, what do you
All
think?
right. Well, I wish it was later in the day. It does look at least like there's sun behind the clouds now to a certain degree, so
Oh,
that's
it'd be
nice.
so nice if it stopped raining.
It's supposed to stop at some point. It is really pretty though with the rain, with all it's like
Oh,
a
it's
very
dope, dude.
ethereal out.
This morning when it was raining, and like that fish tank they have, there's like a restaurant that has a fish tank on the outside of it, and it was all like foggy, and it was really sick.
Everything that we like is like what toddlers would like everything that we're impressed by.
Oh, look at that Coca-Cola delivery truck. Loved
Yeah.
that.
Different cars. Oh, cool, look at that one.
Oh, yes. What was it? It was a Lexus last night that passed us, and it
No.
looked like a Transformer.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, it wasn't a Lexus. That
Toyota.
I w that new like Lexus GX or whatever, like the new one. That one, that thing's sick as hell. It's
Damn.
not that though. It was like a Toyota, but somebody like bodied it. You know what I mean? Like they
Yeah.
kitted it out.
Literally looked like a Transformer.
Yeah, it was cool. We saw that cool old car outside
Oh,
of
yeah.
that.
Guy was just on the side taking a phone
call.
It looked
like it was the 70s. Like, yeah. So you'd got into the call, you parked the car so you could get on a payphone.
Yeah.
It was cool, though.
Yeah, it was dope.
Cool vibe. There's a lot of, like, I don't think people understand, like, how difficult the street situation is here, too. Like, if you've never been here, like, because we were like, well, it shoots you down an alley that curves here. There's no numbered streets. There's no grid. No, there's no, dude. Like, nothing I'm used to. Like, nothing I know how to
it's
navigate
not
assist you with.
At all.
We're going to really piss people off. We're taking a cab to where we're going. And then yeah. We're probably going to take a cab back. I'm never going to get on a train.
We can try the train, bro. Maybe. But, like, I don't know.
Here's the deal. I rode a train. I have PTSD from the train. Yeah. I rode a train for years and years and years, every single day, multiple times. And it was, and a lot of it was the Red Line in Chicago. And anyone that understands where that is and where it goes, like, around Chicago, that is the worst. It's a nightmare train.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've served my time. You know what I mean?
Hey, Vic did his time.
Served my nickel. I just think that I'm good on it. I don't need to get back on a train, if I'm being honest with you. I'm sure it's nice here. If I knew where that cat train was, I'd get
maybe
on that
we pop
one.
Down and just see what it looks like, because I know they got shit down there in the stations.
Yeah, I will say, if anyone knows of, like, a cat cafe in Shibuya proper where you really get to get your hands on some cats,
love to.
Hit us up. Yeah, I will do that. I would like to do that.
Get your hands on some cats.
Well, and, like, because remember we wanted to go to that one where there was, like, owls and Bengal cats,
yeah,
and
then we
looked
then
it up, and then people were like, oh, they're not treated well. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. They aren't supposed to go inside of an indoor mall.
Bengal should not be in a mall, yeah.
But a cat, where is it supposed to go? They're just hanging out regardless. Yeah. Now at least they don't have to be outdoors.
If they like to be pet, what better place than a cafe?
Yeah. You know? So I feel like, I feel okay about that.
Yeah.
We love cat.
I love cats, dude. If Michelle would let me, we'd have 12 cats in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, Abby, I want at least 12.
Just went and looked at one yesterday.
For real?
They didn't get it.
As a pair for Frankie?
I think she'd like it, but she also, what's funny is, remember I was looking at that, I don't know if I showed you when I was walking over and I was looking at that, it's only $300, I might go back and get it depending on how things go, how much money I spend, but there was a Louis Vuitton, like, pet, like a used one, and I was like, Frankie goes in there, and Frankie is a barn cat that we got from some, like, a lady that we know who's got, like animal, yeah. like, a, it's an animal farm, and there's one cat on the lot.
Right now?
No, it's her, Frankie's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Is kind of like a little bit of a hoe.
Yeah.
And she, like, keeps sleeping with what they believe to be, like, what are those outdoor cats that are in Colorado?
A lynx?
A lynx, I think, is one of what they are.
Listen.
Because if you look at Frankie's coloring, especially when she was little, that's how they look. And then all the cats have, like, their tails and their ears are longer and hair than the rest. And that's how lynxes are. So that's what they think it is. I think are like a mountain cat.
People, when I saw this, I'm very confident. Mm-hmm. People would be like, you don't see lynxes in Colorado, or they're so rare, you're not going to see one. When I was driving home, when I lived out in Gun Barrel, mm-hmm. I was going down J Road, farm country, mm-hmm. long, just country road. And I watched a cat take two very modest strides to cross the street. It was like boom, boom, like jumps, you know? And I swear to God, it was a lynx. Mm. Like pointed ears kind of looking thing.
And it might have a different name. I forget what she told us it was, but they're like out there, and she lives out mm-hmm. in kind of like the mountain. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little more in them.
Yeah.
And what I also think is funny is there's a dad cat that's basically Frankie's dad. That's like her stepdad.
Yeah.
He stepped up because the other cats. And then literally as soon as she got all of the cats adopted that Frankie came from.
Got pregnant. Hell yeah.
We keep thinking, like, if we just wait long enough, we can probably just get related.
Just get another, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally so blood related.
I can't go to like a animal adoption center. Like, I can't go because I will get, I'll get one. Like, if I go, it has to be with the intention I'm going to get.
Uh-huh. No,
I can't see it.
I'm not going to do that.
I can't do it.
I'm with you. You said the other day, you're like, how you've been with plants? Cause remember, I want to go to that whole stuff, but you're like, I could do that with animals.
Mm-hmm. If I had enough space and time and money, it would be a problem quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about stuff like aquariums or lizards, stuff like that? We might build a,
I'm cool with it.
We might have an aquarium.
I don't know if I want like the whole vibe that comes along with it. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could have like, you know how you want to have like a greenhouse?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have like an aquarium house.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's where I keep everything, all my aquarium. Then I go check in on the frogs and snakes and stuff. I'm not a big lizard guy unless they're little, but I like a snake.
Oh, see, Michelle won't let us get a chameleon, but I would love a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they're just a lot. You know what I mean?
Just a lot.
I think they want to be out of their cage a lot, and I'm worried about Leon and Henry.
Yeah, it's just too many things can happen. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because she has a friend that has one, and she said in the morning she'll go and like it like reaches for her and she'll get the chameleon out and set it on a tree, like in her office, like a little plant, and it just kind of hangs out all day.
That's interesting.
Which is really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Look, at the end of the day, it would really come down to I want a snake, but I found out there's not vegetarian snakes. I just thought there was.
Dude.
I just thought there was ones that ate like a leaf. Doesn't happen, so I'm not going to do that.
I'm with you. I couldn't do it.
I would like to have like animals at some point. Like I would get like a farm to have animals, but I'm just going to take care of them.
Yeah.
Treat them like little.
Like Bob's friend.
Little kings and queens.
Bob has some cows on their property just to have.
Bob doesn't. His friend does. Bob does. And I was like, no, he does not.
Bob would never have a cow.
But I like the idea of just having them, and then you got to just, just feed them, take care of them, and hang out with them.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, I'm into that.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of having to feed it animals.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure how I feel about feeding myself animals. I can't be doing the whole...
Yeah.
It's just...
Any given day, I'm in full agreement that we should probably all collectively eat less meat. I think...
I truly...
Eating less so meat little. would make a massive change to the environment and to food production and... I'm not well versed in this, but I know for sure that it would make quite a big difference just from the little anecdotes I've taken in over the years.
We've seen Earth Crisis t-shirts.
Yeah, come on now.
We know enough about this to weigh in.
But if everybody, any given day, I'm on board with it, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love like a fried chicken.
It's kind of like more for me at this point where like, I love smoking, but I know I'm not supposed to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or if you do, you're only supposed to have like a few. And I know that I personally cannot have a few. Mm-hmm. So, it is what it is. It's like drinking. It's like, I think we should all probably not do so much of it, but some of us can do a little and some of us can't.
Such a cultural thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is there any other things that we feel like we need to touch base on? Is there anything else funny that happened? Went to the bathroom a lot. I get walked in on the bathroom every single time. Like someone starts shoving a door and then it like gives way. Every single time.
I told you my last time my mom and my sister were traveling, Delaney texts me when they land and goes, oh, I'm going to die. Apparently my mom, and they were on like, Delaney is a flight attendant. They were on like with her coworkers and shit. My mom went and got in like the first class bathroom. And, like, I don't remember what happened, but, like, the door just opened wide open to her just, like, in the bathroom, like, and the whole galley saw. And Delaney's like, I'm gonna fucking die. God damn it.
Put your mom on blast on this podcast. Yeah.
Mama, if you're listening, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It is a funny story. It's like a classic
in the same way
comedy bit.
That would happen to my mom. In fact, I expect that it would happen to my mom.
Yeah, it's like some people are just built for things like Abby has this a little bit. It's like it's like you've opened your heart up in a way where this is going to happen now and then.
It just happens.
It's just you're too free. Yeah. You know what I mean? This doesn't happen to me other than that some freak starts pushing on the door and it like gives way every time.
It's like, what are we doing?
It should lock, right? And it like doesn't. Look, I'm only in there just peeing and then doing weird stretches because I'm bored.
Looking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to only stand up once that entire flight. I had to move to let the kid out and the mom next to me.
You don't go to the bathroom for 12 hours?
Nah.
Are you okay?
I peed before we left, dog.
Do you only pee once a day? Clearly not drinking enough liquids.
I do not want to get up and stand in a line for the bathroom in the airplane. I'm not gonna.
I like to because I like to see people on the flight.
Yeah.
I like to see who's around.
Yeah.
I like to just look around. I just need to move a little bit.
That's
why I sit on the aisle.
In my mind, the rationale that I have is if I get up and pee, it'll take me longer to fall back asleep. And I'm just trying to sleep the whole time. At this point, I don't give a fuck. I watched 3 or 4 episodes of The True Detective Season 3. I'll finish it.
That'll put you
home
to sleep.
And then exactly. And I've just been putting on The Office to fall asleep on the flight because they have season 4 or 3 on there.
I think I put Parks and Rec on to sleep.
They have that on there?
Mm-hmm. That's a good sleep one.
Oh my
God, I haven't thought about it in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put that on the
way home. That's a good sleep one.
Yeah.
It's only season 4, but they pick weird seasons.
Hey, speaking of content and shit, Drew, when I FaceTimed him this morning to check in with everybody, he told me, recommended this movie, Columbus. About Columbus, Indiana. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, oh dude, Timbo knows Columbus. That's
the one that grabbed you.
Well, he compared it to Perfect Days. He just said it's really similar to Perfect Days, and it breathes. And I was like, Perfect Days stuck with me, and I'd be happy to watch
Past
it.
Past Lives would. Why don't you just watch Past Lives?
I will. I will watch Past Lives.
Your fucking ass is gonna fall asleep during it.
No, I will. They got nice outfits.
If you Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like in like, I don't know, maybe I'm making it up, but it looks like the Row.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's like New York at its most beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like in Korea there. Yeah. If you like that, between that and Columbus, I find Past Lives is a lot more compelling story wise. Columbus is also very beautiful, but like, I'd say even from a standpoint of like what they're filming, I would say that Past Lives is a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Columbus is really great, though. If you like Past Lives, then go to Columbus, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really great movie, though.
Easy.
It came out a handful of years ago. It's really...
I think 2017.
Yeah, and the... I can't think of the actor and actress's name.
The actor is the dude that's in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, and then the girl, she's been in a lot of, like, smaller stuff. I think she was on that show that where the rich people get mad at each other and you're supposed to care.
Succession?
No. That's the same thing. Yeah. It's on HBO. White Alien? Lotus.
Oh, White Lotus. See, I didn't watch that. Yeah.
It's good. It's really entertaining. Yeah. You'd probably like it, to be honest with you.
That was just a show. I think actually Michan watched it when we were in Japan last. A show that she watched like without me, in the same way that I watched my Alien shows.
The thing is, though, you'd like it. You'd get into it after the first couple because it's like kind of like
creepy. Weird, right?
It's kind of like a creepy yell. Not creepy, but like it's like there's something weird going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd like it in that way.
Yeah.
It's like a social commentary. Plus, it's Mike Judge, baby. It's Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
The king.
Right.
Not really. I think he, not Mike Judge. It's the other guy. I can't think. He worked with him at one point.
Yeah.
I wish it was Mike Judge now.
Yeah.
Mike Judge rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay. Off we go.
Let's wrap
it up. Go to be way too early to the place where we go. But at least we like we always say, we can spend some time finding a little spot and people watch.
I would love if we could find a little nook or at the coffee shop, if we could sit by a window. I'm down to just sit and watch people, dude. Mm-hmm. I just like to see the outfits. I honestly, like Japanese workers, like the people who work, like construction guys or delivery, their outfits are all so fucking cool. Big ass pants.
Look, it's not just because we're not from here, I don't think. I think that like it's just taken differently here, but like, yeah, worker people like you know, they have like uniforms. Mm-hmm. Anyone's style, like businessman, you know, kind mm-hmm. of like Shibuya mm-hmm. vibe, like it all like has this like different kind, I mean like a or a juku is what I meant. I mean, it's like this, there's like all these cool things happening and it's all like well put together no matter what you're into.
Yeah.
And I just think it's the coolest. I think that you and I could have been like birds in a different, like we could be reincarnated. We're chatty, kind of hang out in packs, just like to watch, kind of be far away from it, but in it.
So not very trusting of everybody, though.
No.
I just want my few
It's like
people.
Four. Yeah. It's like four total humans. Yeah,
exactly.
And birds. Yeah. I like the idea of being able to go to weird places.
Yeah. Just watch.
Yeah. Because we kept going, oh, that'd be a good place to like sit and watch people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we can get a little of that done. Yeah. It's just the fucking rain. The rain's screwing up everything.
Yeah.
Look, it's only one day. This was all week. I'd freak out. Yeah. I hate rain.
Hey, it's an excuse for me to buy a rain jacket. I don't even have one, so fuck it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
We'll be back again in the next day or so and give you another recap.
Yep. Is this going live or what are we doing with this?
Remember, we're going to cut these up into like a two-parter, but longer episodes.
Okay, cool. Thursday?
No. We got
next
this.
Week.
This one's, we remember we are, our week's planned right now.
Okay, cool.
So at this point, because of when this comes out, they'll have a solo one and they'll have, they'll just heard Stanley.
Yep.
And if you jump to this and haven't gone to Stanley, you need to go backwards and listen to
if you're listening to this and you didn't listen to Stanley Seaver's episode, go fuck.
Love how much people have liked the Daniel Gibson episode too.
Oh, he deserves it.
Yeah, of course.
Daniel,
he'll be a reoccurring guest. We'll bring him back. Technically, we've already done him twice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
coming out in May. We'll see him in May.
Oh, then we should do an in-person. Yeah, cool. All right, there we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's. I mean, you know, normal shout outs. If you're not in the, if you like are liking this episode. Remember to join the Patreon because this month they're going to get exclusive like kind of a vlog. I don't know.
We've never taken some videos today.
We've never vlogged before. So we're just kind of putting together a bunch of videos that we've taken along with some like talking to the camera, almost like pod episodes, but just like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of location energy. So
we'll find something. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got that. So if you're not on there and you like this content, there's more of it and video available through Patreon. So join that. If not, there's a bunch of new stuff. I think at this point we should have new Orslo, Rototo, some other random new arrivals. So pop on over to the website and check that out. And then we've got new videos up on the YouTube. So you can hit that too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep this rolling. And I guess in this case, we're going to be rolling right into like the part two, well, not part two, but more episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll record again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time, so.
Yeah. All right.
All right, brother.
We'll get to it. All right. Bye.